Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Chulin, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Once again, we're talking about a behemah hamakasha leilid. Talking about a behemah that was having difficult giving birth. V'hoitzi uber es yodai, the fetus, the unborn animal, stuck out its yodai, that means its front leg, out of the womb. And at that point, v'chatacha, someone cut it off. Now again, we're not talking about achzarious people here. He was doing this to try to help the mother, to save the mother from the terrible pain that the mother was going through. Either way, v'achakach shachat es imai. Afterwards, he shechted the mother. So it's a behemoth that's having difficulty giving birth. The uber sticks out a leg. He cuts it off. Then he shechts the mother. Habasar tahar, the meat of the unborn behemoth, even though it touched the foreleg that was cut off, and the foreleg that was cut off has a din of aver menachai, an aver of a live animal. But in this case, we say habasar tahar, the meat is tahar. What's aver menachai? Aver menachai is aser for a yid and a non-Jew. It is one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. That was one of the arguments between Yosef and the brothers. One of the things that Yosef told his father about the brothers was, I saw them consume flesh torn from a living animal, aver menachai, that had not been shechted, and they ate it. What really happened? The brothers would have not eaten aver menachai. Yosef, according to one pshat in the Medrash, observed them eating the meat of an animal that was still shaking after having been shechted. Now here's the catch. There was this ongoing machloikis between Yosef and his brothers, being that they were before Matan Torah, whether they had a din of B'nai Noyach or B'nai Yisrael. The brothers held that they have a din of B'nai Yisrael, even though it was before Matan Torah, and therefore, by Yisrael, the Shechita takes away the Yisr Eivri Menachai. Yosef, on the other hand, held they had a din of B'nai Noyach, and a Ben Noyach is usher to eat Eivri Menachai. Shechita doesn't help for a Ben Noyach. Some say that Yosef observed them consuming a baby animal that had been found within the mother that was shechted. And like we just learned, they were able to eat it. It doesn't have to be shechted separately. Okay, so getting back to the Yisr of Eivri Menachai. Any Eivri that is disconnected from an animal or from a live fetus or from a dead fetus, it makes no difference. But it's part of its live mother. That's the halacha when it comes to Eivri Menachai. And therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. And it's mitama, just like nevela is mitama. That's how the Batanura explains this. So let's see our Mishnah again, because we got a little bit sidetracked over here. Behemah makasha leilid, an animal was having difficult labor. V'hoitzi uber es yodei v'chatacha, and the unborn baby stuck out its front leg out of the mother, out of the womb. And the person that was tending to this animal cut it off. And therefore, this leg is eivri menachai. V'achakach shachat es imai, and then he shechted its mother. So l'chayra, the meat of the fetus, I would think, would be tamei, because it was connected to this foreleg that's eivri menachai. But we say no. We say habasar tahar, the basar of the uber, the basar of the fetus is tahar. Why? Says the Batanura, a behema cannot become tamei when it's alive. Zok the Mishnah Vayter shachat es imai, but if he first shechted the mother, v'yakach hatach, and afterwards he cut off the foreleg that had gone out of the womb. So habasar, the meat of the unborn baby, the meat of the fetus, is tamei maga nevela, is tamei at the level of something that touches a nevela. Why? Because the meat was a food when it touched the foreleg as it was being cut off. Divir Meir Zayal Meir. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, Maga Trefa Shchuta. What happens to this meat of the unborn baby? Enechanami, it touched the foreleg as it was being cut off, and the foreleg is Eivri Menachai. But as far as Hilchas Tuma is concerned, the meat of the fetus has the same status of Tuma like something that touched a Trefa that was shechted. Now a Trefa that was shechted is not Tumah. If I have an animal that is treif, if we go back to Eli Treifas, it has a hole in the lung in such a way that it's treif. And I shecht, the shechita does accomplish something. What does it accomplish? That even after the animal dies, after the shechita, it does not have a din of an avela. It's not mitama. You're not allowed to eat it. It's a treifa. It's mitama midrabanan, but not min hatoira. So the chachamim say that this unborn fetus, enachanami, it touched the aver as it was being cut off, but it has a din of meat that touches a treifa, which is not tummy. How did the chachamim know this? So the chachamim say as follows: Mam etzinu b'treifa sheshchitasa metarisa, just like we find by a treifa. Stamazai. We're not talking about a baby. We're talking about stam, an animal that is treifa, like we explained. If you shecht it, what happens? It becomes tahar. Can't eat it, but it doesn't have a din of nevela. So mam etzinu, just like we find b'treifa by an animal that is treifa, sheshchitasa, that it's shchita mitaharta, is mitayarit. Av shchitas behema, the same is true for the shchita of an animal where a limb is sticking out of the animal, tetayar esa aver, even though this shchita won't allow me to eat that limb, but at least it accomplishes that much that it's mitayar the aver that stuck out. So what would Reb Meir answer to this? Reb Meir says that it's not mitayer it, and the buser that touches it has a din of buser that touches magen avela, so the whole fetus is tummy. Amalem Remeir, so Remeir said to the chachamim, loy, no. How can you compare this to treifa? Im tira shchitas treifa, if you're going to tell me, enachanami, that the shchita of a treifa makes it tahar, but what does it make tahar? Oysa davar shebegufa. It makes tahar what's happening to the body that you're shechting, which is the treifa animal. But to tire is the aver, you're going to learn from there that it's metire the aver, which stuck out from before? Dover she'ena gufa? Something that is not part of the body of the animal? What are you saying, Chachamim? Well, you see, there's such a thing that even though the shechita doesn't work to make it butter bechila, it makes it work to be metire. Yeah, but that's the animal that you're shechting. Not something that was sticking out of the animal. So at this point, the dialogue stops in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah asks a general question. Lemaisa, both the Chacham and Reb Meir agree that if there's an animal that is treifa, it has one of those things we learned about that makes it treifa. There's something very wrong inside this animal. But the Shechita accomplishes that it's tahar. How do we know this? Minayin l'treifa sheshchitasa metarsa. From where do we know, in regard to a treifa, that the shechita makes it tahar, that the animal does not have a din of an avela of stamazai, an animal that died without shechita, which is tame and is mitame? If anything, I'll tell you a swara, that the shechita on a treifa should not work. What's the swara? Let's look at it this way. Behema tameya, a non-kosher animal, a donkey, a horse, asura b'achila, it's asur to eat. And av treifa asura b'achila, even a kosher animal, even a cow or a sheep or a goat that is treifa is also usher to eat. So ma behema tmeya, just like a behema tmeya ain shchitas and mitarisa, if someone shechts a horse, it's still going to be tame. So lechayra we should say, af treifa lo titarena shchitasa. The Mishnah is kind of asking this rhetorically. We know there's an answer to this, but let's just present this argument. If shechting a horse accomplishes zero, nothing, it's still tame. So l'chayra, when you shecht a treifa kosher animal, it should be the same thing. Af treifa, lo yisitarena shchitasa, the shchita should not be metayrit. So memela, we're going to answer as follows. Loi, no. You can't put the two together. You can't compare a treifa to a non-kosher animal. You can't compare a cow that has a hole in its lungs to a donkey. Loi, no. Im amarta bebehemet tmeya. If you're going to taka say, by a behemoth tmeya shchita doesn't help, it doesn't help to shecht a horse or a donkey. So there's good reason why. There was never a time that there was even a possibility that this animal is going to be kosher. It's never stood to be a kosher animal. A horse, from the second that it's a horse, is not kosher. Taima betreifa, on the other hand, a cow became treifa. Something happened to it, it became treifa. But until that time, it was kosher. Because you couldn't eat it yet without shechita. But it stood to be kosher. The animal itself is a kosher animal. Shehoysel hashasa kosher. It had a time that it was fit. It was ready. You could turn this into supper. So how can you compare the two? The Mishnah responds to its own argument. The Mishnah is going back and forth. Take away what you've just brought. You're telling me a svara to be mechalek between the shechita of, let's say, a donkey and the shechita of a cow that's tereifa. You're saying the cow that's tereifa had a shasa kosher. It could have been kosher. The donkey could have never been kosher. So let me ask you something. Not every animal becomes tereifa at one point in its life. Some animals are born that way. So Hereshanold, if you have an animal that is born tereifa min habet and straight out of its mother's stomach, menayin, how would you know that the shechita of that animal would be metayret? Like the cow and the donkey, it also never had a shasa kosher because as soon as it came into this world, it was already tereifa. Zakta Mishnah Loino, we reject this argument. Don't compare a donkey and a horse to a cow that's born tereifa. Im amarta bebehemet tameya, if you have said that shechita is not metayer, a totally non-kosher animal, a donkey or a horse, shekein ein bemina shechita, because there is no shechita for any animal of that type. There's no such thing as shechting a donkey or a horse. Toimer betreifa, okay, say the same thing for a treifa, even let's say a cow that was born treifa, but sheyesh bemina shechita. This type of animal has shechita. Now the Mishnah accepts this argument, but the Mishnah adds one more thing. Ben Shmai Nechai. Let's say we have a live 8-month-old baby born from a cow. Now, not all animals have 9 months like a person does, but a cow does. So a calf that's born too early, only after 8 months, it can't survive, even if it's born alive. We say for all practical purposes, this is not alive. Now, what's the halacha when you shecht it? Zok the Mishnah ben Shmoy Nechai, this baby cow after 8 months of being in the mother, even though right now it was born alive, ein shechitasoi mitartoi. The halach is that even if you shecht it, it won't make it tar, not to be a nevela. The reason is, fisha ein b'minoi shechita, because there's no halach of shechita for any animal of this type. The ben Shmoy Nechai can, says the Mishnah, be compared to the horse and the donkey. There's just no shechita for this. Now, what's interesting to note, and we have to understand why, Lemaise, if you shecht the behema and you find a ben shmoina, whether it's chay or meis, it's mutter. It does become mutter through the shechita of the mother, but it can't become mutter through its own shechita. Okay, this Mishnah Dal is like a whole mesechta for itself. Let's chazer over. We began by discussing the halacha of a behema that's having difficulty to give birth, the uber. Stuck out its hand, the person cut it off, presumably to try to help out the mother. The mother was in terrible pain. Afterwards, the mother was shechted. The basar of the uber is tar. You can't eat the part that was cut off. That's Evri Menachai. But the chiddush is, how come it wasn't the tam of the basar? And the answer says about Tanura, a behema is not makabel tuma when it's alive. But if first he shechted the mother, and afterwards he cut off this foreleg that stuck out, so now the meat of the baby was connected to it after the behema was no longer alive. You can't have this teretz anymore. Oh, it's not makabel tuma when it's alive. And Memela says, Remeir, the basar has a din of basar that touched nevela, which incidentally is a rishon l'tuma. The Chachamim disagree. They say, no, the basar of the baby, even in this case, where he shechted the mother first and afterwards cut it, has a din of something that touched a treifa that was shechted, which does not become Tamei Min HaTayra. Again, Chachamim, what is your Shita? No problem. Even though he shechted the mother first and then cut off the foreleg that was sticking out, the inside basar does not become Tamei. Because I don't say the part that's sticking out is Nevela. The Shita didn't help to eat it. I can't eat the part that was sticking out of the animal during the shechita. But it's just like shechting a treifa. When you shecht the treifa, you can't eat it. But it's not tamei. Well, the same is true for this eva that was sticking out at the time of shechita. It's just like treifa. And just like by treifa, the shechita is effective to make it tahar, although you can't eat it. The same is true for this eva that was sticking out, say the Chachamim. the shechita is effective to make it tahar, even though you can't eat it. So Rav Meir says, how can you compare it to a treifa? I have here a cow that has a hole in the lungs. It has one of the treifas. So fine. So when you shecht it, you're shechting the whole body. So it accomplishes that it's tahar, even though I can't eat it. But this foreleg is not even part of the mother. It's a separate thing. It came out already. You want to say the baby inside is part of the mother. That's what it's inside. But once it comes out, it's not part of the mother. How could the shechita help for it? Okay, so this dialogue is now over. And now we're saying, Agaf, you're telling me that if you shecht an animal that's treifa, it accomplishes that it doesn't have the tum of an avail. You can't eat it, but it's tar. Why? I mean, if you would shecht, says the Mishnah, a cow or a horse, it's still tummy, right? So why should a treifa be any different? If an animal can't be eaten, then l'chayr the shechita doesn't help. So the Mishnah says, no, but a behemoth tamei never had a shasa kosher. It never had a time that it had a heter achila. Mashenken, a cow that was good, and something happened to it, it became treifa, it had a shasa kosher. So there's more svara to say, over here the shechita should accomplish at least this much, that it doesn't become tamei. And the Mishnah responded by saying, toylecha mashavesa, just the opposite. Think what you're saying. Not every animal becomes treifa. What about an animal that's born treifa? So you're going to say that, oh, it never had a shasa kosher? And its shechita won't be metayrit? To which the Mishnah says, no. I'm going to still say what we said to start with. A behemoth tmeya, a horse or a cow, whether it was born this way or not, you have to realize there never was a chance, not by it and not by its species, not by any other horse or cow, that it should be mutter. Masha enken a treifa, even if it was born this way. So you're going to technically say this animal never had a shasa kosher. But this type of animal, this cow, this sheep, this goat has a shasa kosher. So therefore the shechita should help. But Taka concede, the Mishnah concluded, that an uber that was only in the mother for 8 months, it never completed the 9 months, and it came out alive, the shechita Taka wouldn't help. It has a din of nevela, because we know it's not going to survive. And this type of an animal never survives. Now what's left to explain is, how does the animal, when it's only 8 months and the mother become mutter through the mother's shechita, but its own shechita wouldn't help? And as we said, that we'll see Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach in the next Mishnah.